Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stylish Bride Podcast, the show dedicated to all things bridal style and empowering women to be their own muse. Since 2004, we've dedicated ourselves to helping brides feel confident, comfortable, and beautiful on their wedding day. It's a long and winding journey, my friends, but we are here to tell you that you can do it, and we will show you how. Now, let's get you dressed, styled, and down the aisle.
Welcome back to the Dress, Styled, and Down the Aisle podcast. I'm so excited to be back for another episode. It's been a busy few weeks here at the Stylish Bride, but I'm excited to be back. So I'm your host, Dee.
And I'm Julie.
And today we're diving into the exciting world of coordinating looks for same-sex couples, and we could not be more thrilled about it. Currently, we're lucky to be working with two amazing, amazing same-sex clients, and their journey has been truly so inspiring. Here at The Stylish Bride, we're firm believers that love is love in all its forms. We take pride in celebrating diversity and being a supportive resource for every type of person and couple. Now, while we often use the terms bride and groom on this podcast, it's important to note that our own perspective on marriage is far from one-dimensional. We encourage you to embrace whichever role resonates with you, regardless of gender. So let's dive in and explore the endless possibilities of love and style together.
Amazing. I mean, I'm so glad that you said all of that, Dee, because I think that it's really important. And in our industry, it's so easy to get caught in the traditional terms of bride and groom. And as we work with more and more same-sex couples, I feel like we've gotten away from that a little bit more. And it's something that we really pay attention to and call to note. So it's important to say it up front and tell everybody what we mean when we say them.
Absolutely. I think that in the past too, we've received questions about even the name of the company, The Stylish Bride, and people have approached us and asked us, is it just brides? And that's always the great opportunity to explain and expand on all the wonderful people that we get to support in style for their wedding journey. So I love that we're talking about this.
I guess it should have been, had I started this business much more recently, it could have been like the stylish person rather than. But maybe someday.
So how about we get into it and I guess tackle a few questions and, well, common questions we received along the way, even starting with two brides, when they come to us and we're trying to determine what look do each of them want, or do we suggest typically coordinating or being different? Could you walk us through how we typically start the process when two brides approach us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because I think that this can be tricky even for a really fashion savvy person. And that's because we find that most people want to complement each other and the wedding, which is what we recommend for anyone, but they have trouble figuring out how to do it when it's two women. And the first thing that we try to get to the bottom of is how much they want to look like, how similar or different they really want to be. So meaning like, do they really like to coordinate or do they like to be completely individual? And I think that's the first step because there are so many different ways that you can go with two women. You can have two dresses, a dress and a suit, two suits, separates, jumpsuits, everything under the sun is fair game. So figuring out what you want to look like as a couple is really the first step.
Okay, I love it. So let's start to divide it up a little bit more here and start tackling by sections almost. How about we start with when you have two women, two brides looking to coordinate or be different? Do you suggest one or the other? Or do you think one is easier than the other? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that you have to really go with what's authentic to you and making a decision with the other person, but based on what's good for yourself. And of course, you want to coordinate on some level, meaning you don't want to look like you're going to two different events, but how much you want the outfits to complement each other is really a very personal question and something you guys should talk about up front. For example, like do you want to both, let's say, incorporate floral details into both of your looks, whether that's a dress or a suit or both, or however you decide to do it, would that be a nice common ground? Or would it be the style of garment, like, for example, wearing two dresses or something like that? You have to sort of decide first what you want to be the same with and what you don't. And from there, you can then put a plan into place. Does that make sense?
I think so. I think that even as you were suggesting, talking about it ahead of time is good. And maybe we can suggest a few questions to ask yourself, like, do we both want to wear white or do we both want to wear pattern? What are other things that they should be thinking about while having this conversation to start with?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to what we tell all of our couples, which is really pay attention to the vibe and setting of the event itself and making sure that your attire coordinates with that. And then you always want to be comfortable. And I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but I think that to really enjoy your party, to really look and feel beautiful or handsome, you need to feel comfortable in what you're wearing, in your own skin. So both emotionally and physically, you have to be comfortable. So what's going to make you feel that and what's the most authentic to you? Those are really the places that I would start. And then almost if you individually think about it and then come together and say what you're feeling to your partner, you can kind of start to work out, okay, you feel most comfortable in a pantsuit, you feel most comfortable in a dress, or whatever combination of attire feels good. There's a way to make that work together.
Even if you think that if they go with coordinating looks, let's say, and for some reason they're looking a little too similar for what they would prefer originally, are there other ways to maybe coordinate or create differentiation between the two, you think?
So do you mean, let's say that they both decided they wanted a dress, but then end up with similar things?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's tricky. And in fact, we recently had someone hire us for that very reason where they, and maybe this is another thing to consider, though I didn't mention before, but they did not want to know what the other one was wearing. So they really wanted the element of surprise going down the aisle. And because that was important to both of them, somebody needed to be there to make sure that they would look good in pictures together. So they hired us and we've been working with each of them independently on their ceremony outfits. And then for the other outfits, they don't care as much, but we're able to make sure that both of those looks come together. So if you don't have a stylist, then maybe you could have a family member or a planner or someone that's a little bit of a non-biased person to take a look and just make sure that they do coordinate.
I guess with that said, maybe then we have to get into the idea of shopping separately or together and how to approach those decisions. Like you mentioned, going with family or with their planner, anything else they should be considering when making that final decision of going to shop separately or just doing it together?
Yeah, it's a good question. So if you guys decide that you don't have to keep it secret, which some couples definitely do, then it might be tempting to go shopping together. And you can, but the focus should be on one person. So you shouldn't go, let's say you're looking for dresses, you shouldn't go to a bridal salon and both expect to be able to try on dresses in the same appointment at the same time, meaning you would need two different appointments. And that's because shopping for a wedding dress is complicated and it's intense and you really, the consultant helping you in the store really needs to be able to focus on you, one person, and getting what they want. So first and foremost, you can go along, but I wouldn't try on at the same exact time. It's too much going on. So then you need to pick who goes first, actually really in either scenario, right? Like whether you're going to be shopping together or separately, figuring out who's going to shop first is important.
I think too, it's interesting as you were just mentioning the fact that when doing it together and shopping together, it's so important to just create space to each enjoy the process in that moment of trying on dresses. Maybe I think in every couple or in a lot of them, there's one person that cares a little bit more about fashion and what they're wearing than the other, no matter what. So I feel like maybe it could be a great moment to feel like you're both being cared for at different times. And they typically only get, what, 1 hour with the consultant, maybe an hour and a half. So it's so important, I think, too, to let our listeners know that you don't really get that much time with the consultants anyways to spread the appointment in 30-minute increments or so, because by the time you try on the second dress, it's probably the 30 minutes are up, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true. And I think another thing to think about with timeline is if one of you is going to go the more traditional wedding dress route, or both of you, you need to be mindful of the timelines in terms of how long the dresses take to order. So some of them take, they want you to order 9 months in advance, some 6, but the timeline on these things are much longer. So if one or both of you are thinking about doing that, you just need to keep that in mind. Sometimes that indicates which one should go first, because it might be who needs more time.
So if they're going separately entirely, who mm-hmm. do you think goes first, or how do you suggest the conversation starts to decide?
It's so complicated. But I think, like you just said, actually, is a really good point. What we've seen is that usually someone cares a little bit more about fashion than the other, or in the couple, there's one person that kind of leads in that area and another that is okay going second. So we haven't had too many problems figuring it out, but we do. But it is something tricky. I feel like it's kind of one of those situations where every relationship is a little bit different. But I do think that having someone deciding who goes first, one way or the other, is a really important piece of this.
Imagine they both hate shopping. What would they do then?
Oh my God. Oh, hire us.
Good answer.
Exactly. I know. Well, maybe in that particular situation, there's some things that you can order online and start doing it that way. Wedding dress shopping is sort of like the ultimate shopping experience, right? It's like, you, if you love shopping, it's so fun. And if you don't, it can be a little bit challenging, because it's a lot. It's like being there trying on bathing suits or jeans or something awful, but way more intense. So if one of you likes to shop and one of you hates to shop, then the person who likes it should go first, for sure.
I think too, I mean, with the decision of going separately, it might end up being the case that after maybe a month has passed, maybe the person who loves shopping ends up going just for moral support.
Right.
Wouldn't be surprised.
That is so true. I mean, and honestly, like, we've had that in heterosexual couples as well. Like, over the years, I've had many a groom want to come and wedding dress shop with the bride.
We love it. I mean, and we always say there's going to be other opportunities when considering who to bring with you. Is it your partner? Is it family? There's other occasions to bring them along. Maybe it could be during fittings to just maybe alleviate the pressure of the first look or things like that. So I feel like in previous episodes, we've spoken about even handling how many people come with you and navigating through those decisions. So we've always keep it in mind when someone doesn't feel as comfortable bringing a big entourage, or even their partner, or vice versa. So,
yeah, that's true. And we definitely discourage a big entourage one way or the other.
Yes, 100%. Okay, so what about, let's shift things a little bit and talk about when we have two men in the couple or two grooms, how do you think the conversation should start there in maybe having them coordinate based on formality, as you were mentioning, for brides as well, or two women as well. So how would you approach with dressing two men and helping them coordinate if that's what they wanted?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it is in a lot of ways the same, because it starts with the level of formality. One nice thing about being a guy, I would imagine, is just that your options are so many fewer. You have so many fewer options. You're basically most of the time wearing some iteration of pants and a jacket, pants and a shirt, a suit, a tuxedo, but the general concept is pretty much the same. We have done an amazing kilt, which I loved, so you can always throw that in the mix. But for the most part, you're making decisions based on a much more limited, I guess, scope than with women. So I think that first and foremost, you want to decide what the formality is. If it's black tie, it's easy, because you're both going to be in a tux. And at that point, you just need to decide, Are they going to be the same, complementary, or totally different? And if it's a suit, then you're going to want to look at complementary colors. Is one in a darker blue and the other in a light blue? Once you decide on the formality, you can really figure out what variances you want to incorporate.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to note in the conversation, deciding that you will both wear a suit is first and foremost, right? If someone wants to be in a dress and someone else wants to be in a suit, then that's kind of a different path as we're discussing earlier. But I do think with men, you have to decide first and foremost, will you both be wearing suits? Or if not, then what does that look like? And what's the alternative? But I do think that once they've decided to, let's say, wear a suit, then next tier up would be, is it black tie or more relaxed dress code? What are you really aiming for? And then, of course, comes all the fun of amazing fabrics, amazing colors when it comes to a beautiful jacket, which I cannot wait to see from people that probably will start sending photos our way and just say, what did you think about this? Did we rock it?
Totally, totally. And even if it's black tie, I shouldn't have insinuated that a tuxedo is the only way. Like, you could have a white dinner jacket on one person and a tuxedo on the other. You could have navy and black, or we also have done, and we're doing a wedding right now that we're really excited about, where they're actually matching for all of the different looks. So I think that it's what feels fun and comfortable as a couple and individually.
Absolutely. We were talking about it this morning in a meeting, that we truly always prioritize comfort, because that's the first thing you notice. When if someone's out of their comfort zone and not the best way or not comfortable in general, that it is truly the first thing to show. So comfort is key, and making sure that you feel like yourself at the end of the day.
Yep, it's true. No matter who you are or who you're marrying, that is the key.
I think then, well, how about we jump in into a little bit more of a relaxed dress code? I think that it might be a little easier to think about, white dinner jacket or tuxedo. But what if someone wants to get a little bit more creative, but still cater to the relaxed dress code? What would be the approach there?
I think that you're going to want to make sure that there's a palette. So you don't both have to be in different blue suits, for example. Or wait, is that what we're talking about with more relaxed? Is that what you mean? Like, if it's not black tie?
Yes.
Okay. So you could have somebody in a gray suit and someone in a blue suit, or you can mix and match. But the important thing is the hue. So you want to make sure that the colors complement each other well. So when you're in photos, it looks like it makes sense, meaning you don't want one person in like bright blue and the other person in like a muddy kind of totally different vibe of fabric. I don't feel like I'm saying that clearly. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think that it's going back to the idea of you still have to look like you're going to the same party or same event, the same space. So I think that what you're trying to say is you have someone in a linen blend suit in the light blue, then maybe avoiding a heavy wool, deep brown suit that maybe doesn't tell the same story.
Right. Or even like a navy, more formal suit, right? If you have one person in a blue linen, the other person should be in something that goes with that, a lighter weight suit that's in a complementary type of color. Or maybe it has a little cotton to it. Or you just want to go back and think about the formality. And then if you guys are trying to keep it separate and not like share what you're wearing with the other person, sharing swatches, I think, is something that's probably important. Or again, at least with someone telling them, this is what I'm wearing and this is what he's wearing. Don't tell us, but do they go?
That's a great idea. I mean, I even had my little sister shopping for four suits this weekend. And even the importance of, like, there's one member of the party that was not there. So how do we make them coordinate. So what we decided to do was one was in a bird's eye navy suit. Well, then the groom was in a more like a cleaner, sharper, beautiful, like mid-tone blue. But that was ways that we were finding things to be a little bit different, just a little bit more texture versus the other. But again, trying to coordinate, maybe including the person or the rep that was helping you in the appointment is maybe a great option. But I love the idea of the swatches. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You got to do something to try to make it coordinate.
Okay, so what about then summer cocktail vibe? What are your thoughts on that and helping them coordinate through that?
Well, I have something I have to say on this topic. When I was writing the book, I have a section on this, and I was looking up casual attire for weddings and just seeing what people were doing because we don't get a whole lot of those kinds of weddings. And on Pinterest, I could not believe the number of people of groom's parties that had a vest on and no jacket. I could not believe it. It's like, oh my God. Sometimes they had a tie, sometimes they didn't. But I just have to say that you should never have a vest on without a jacket. And definitely don't have just the groom in a jacket and the guys not in jackets. You have to pick one or the other. You either go just a shirt and pants, or everybody in a jacket, but don't put a vest by itself.
I want to stand. I want to clap. I want to make sure that this is the statement that you highlight, you underline, you write down. Because that is so true. And maybe we'll work with Harley on posting some things, things to not do by Julie Sabatino. And that has to be the first.
And I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail from everybody. Well, my husband did it and blah, 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 blah.
They get the sweats. Well, there's some padding for the jacket.
Yeah. I mean,
I kind of love that moment. That was huge. But I agree with you. I think that, as you're saying, they all should look like they're going to the same event. So I think it's really important that if you have everyone in jackets, I think the only thing we've added for the groom is they wear a three-piece, and then we have the groomsmen or rest of the party in general maybe not wear one. But I think that's the furthest we would take it, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think regardless of which formality you're going for, men can have fun with accessories and doing fun ties or pocket squares or socks. There's a lot of little nuances that can really make it personal to the wedding and to the person.
No, I fully agree. I think too, things that we maybe didn't cover, which we've seen is we've had one groom that loves bow ties, for example, have a little bit more fun with their bow tie, and then maybe have the partner wear something else, like a tie or maybe in a coordinating color. But I think there's so many ways with a pocket square or things that to have fun with it. If you want to still match a little bit and coordinate a little bit, I think there's much more subtle ways to do it. Even thinking right now of a couple that we're helping with along the way, they just decided to make subtle differences, like the slight color of their lining, of their customized lining on their suits, even though we did coordinate blues. But I think that they made it much more about what they saw and little things that they did. But outside of that, they coordinated the rest. But I think it made it so personal to know the small, small differences that matter to them versus to the blind eye or the naked eye.
Blind, all of the above.
My analogies are typically subpar, but I'm going for it. So I would say that's as much information as we have for you today. But again, as we always encourage everyone listening, if you have any questions, photos, feedback, you name it, just send us an email, DM us over Instagram. We truly try to make ourselves as accessible as possible because we want to hear from you and we want to make sure that any and all questions are addressed. And we want to be sure to help as much as possible with all things wedding styles. So as always, please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions. Here, the Stylish Bride, we want to make sure that you feel heard and excited for what's to come with all things wedding. So thank you for tuning in. And that's it for now. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this information has been helpful. And if so, we would love for you to leave a review wherever you get your podcasts from to help other people find us. And if you're looking for more information on one of the topics we discussed, please check out our resource library on our website, thestylishbride.com, where we have loads of free information for you. If you have specific questions, you can reach out on Instagram. Our handle is thestylishbride, and we would love to hear from you. Until next week, bye for now.